In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. After 400 long years in slavery, one day God's people just got up and walked out. Just walked out from slavery and imprisonment to one of the greatest empires in the entire world. That had been holding them in bondage for hundreds of years. The hand of the Lord had been seen as 10 great plagues came from his hand upon the Egyptian empire that was holding his people as slaves. And then as God's people had walked out of their slavery, the squeeze came upon them. The Red Sea and its waves on one side, the charging army and chariots of the Egyptian empire on the other. And as the squeeze came down upon them, they believed that their freedom was short-lived. But Moses had assured them in that moment, "The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still." And stuck in that squeeze, they really had no choice but to wait on the Lord. And the waves of the sea parted, and they walked out. Out from the squeeze coming upon them, out of their slavery, into a new life of freedom. First day of freedom was great. They sang a wonderful song to the Lord of how he was a God and a king above all lords. If the great Egyptian empire could not hold God's people in slavery and they could just walk out whenever they wanted, then he was truly the most powerful in all the creation. And they rejoiced. Day 2 came and went. Day 3 came. And they had no water. And they complained. The Lord heard their complaining and provided them with water, turning the bitter, poisonous water that they had found into a sweet, drinkable water. And the people were filled. The first week rolled on, the second, the third, the fourth. A month in, the food all ran out that they had taken when they left. And again, the people grumbled and complained, even saying to Moses, "Would the Lord bring us out of our slavery in Egypt that we would just die here in the wilderness? We would rather go back to Egypt. There, our pots were full. Our bellies were full. We knew where our meals were going to come from. We knew where we would get water. Is this really freedom? This death in the wilderness? We want to go back." The Lord again heard their complaining and told them that it was important that they learn to listen. If they would listen and do what the Lord asked, they would be provided for in every turn. The Lord told them, "I will provide for you. Every day, one day at a time, I will provide bread from heaven. Not a normal bread, but a bread that was clearly from the hand of God to remind them the Lord was the only one who could and would be able to care for their needs." But they must do it one day at a time, he warned. To test them, we are told. "If you take more of my provision than your daily need, it will rot. It will be death to you. One day, no more. Except on the Sabbath, then you can take 2 days." And the next morning, as the people looked around the camp, there had been a dew that settled on the ground. And as this dew dried, it turned into some sort of flaky substance that the people called manna, which meant, what is it? They didn't know. No one had ever seen it before. It was bread from heaven. The hand of the Lord providing for them again. But the people, at least not all of them, they didn't listen. At the chance to finally have food again and provision, some of them hoarded as much as they possibly could. And they did not listen. One day at a time, the Lord had told them. But they hoarded. They stored it up, and it rotted. Worms and maggots destroyed it. 40 years. One day at a time, the Lord sent bread from heaven to provide for their every need. But they still didn't get it. Right after the bread from heaven, they again ran out of water and complained again to the Lord on whether he was out to let them die. Do we listen to the word of the Lord that invites us into freedom? Out of our slavery into a new life. Are we listeners? Do we even want to be free? Do we realize what that freedom entails? Listening, waiting, trusting. One day alone, at a time. Or have we become jaded, scared at our freedom? Where we are like the people of Israel, begging the Lord to send us back to our slavery, back to the comfortable place that we knew the rhythms, we knew the expectations, it was predictable. We knew what was there. We'd rather have that than the wild reliance on the Lord one day at a time. The word of Jesus comes to us as the voice of God calling us to freedom. He calls out to us, do not worry about your life, about what you will eat, about what you will drink. Do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. Do not store up earthly treasure, Jesus tells us. For if you store it up, it will rot. Rot like that manna, full of maggots, worms, and death. Do not store up an earthly treasure. Store up a heavenly treasure that matters. By selling your possessions and giving to the poor, he says. Because God will care for you one day at a time. And he teaches us to pray every day, one day at a time, for our daily provision, our bread from heaven. We do not pray for tomorrow's bread, next week's, next year's, next decade's bread. We pray for today's bread, one day at a time. And we rely on the Lord so much that he invites us to love our enemies, he says. Not just our friends, our families, those who treat us well, who we can get a kickback from. We love even those who may want to kill us, destroy us. Because the Lord will provide one day at a time. Imagine your life. Imagine what your life would look like if every part of your life was a reliance on the Lord one day at a time. The worries, the anxieties, the stresses about tomorrow, next week, job issues, retirement issues, family issues, world issues. Imagine them falling away. No longer a burden upon your life. Imagine the freedom of walking one day at a time. Probably also feels a little bit anxious and scary. Letting go of the possibility of tomorrow. For surely, even though the Lord has provided for you one day at a time for your entire life, and you sit here in this place, taken care of, loved, cherished, is he going to come through tomorrow? Could his track record of every day in your life suddenly fall apart? The people of Israel had seen the hand of the Lord through 10 plagues. They had seen him part the waters of the Red Sea. They had seen him provide water, turning it from bitter and poisonous to sweet and drinkable. They had seen bread from heaven and quail come in the evenings. They had seen water again provided from a rock. But tomorrow, is he really going to come through again? Tomorrow looms big upon us. We are enslaved by its possibilities, its prospects. And Jesus invites us to be free of tomorrow. Free of the incalculable possibilities that could assault you. Let it go. You can't control it either way. I will provide bread from heaven. You will be taken care of. He's done it for you all the days of your life to this point. He's not going to fail you now. Do we want that freedom? Or do we prefer that comfort, the predictability, the slavery of our anxieties and our worries and our planning? Or will we learn to trust the Lord one day at a time? He will provide bread from heaven. Amen.